and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, today we're going to do something a little different. Instead of focusing on what's wrong with your finances or what you should be doing, we're going to celebrate. Too often we wait until retirement or some giant number to feel like we've made it. But the truth is, your financial journey is filled with wins, big and small, that deserve to be celebrated. So today I'm going to walk you through 10 financial milestones that are absolutely worth celebrating. Whether you've just started or you're decades into your journey, chances are you've already hit one or two. And if not, now you know what to aim for. Let's start at the very beginning, creating your first budget. This may not seem like a big deal, but it's actually one of the most powerful things you can do to take control of your financial life. A budget is simply telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. When you take the time to sit down, list your income, track your spending, and assign every dollar a job, that's the moment of ownership. Surprisingly, I talked to a number of couples approaching retirement that have no idea what their monthly budget is. Now, if you're feeling like I'm talking to you, now is the time to take action, and you should be proud of it. For many people, this is the first time they feel financially awake. Celebrate that. Next up, saving anything at all. I always say saving something is better than saving nothing. Whether it's $5, $50, or $500 a month, just the act of building a savings habit is a game changer. Why? Because it shows that you're thinking about the future. It doesn't matter if it feels small. You're doing what most people never do: delay gratification and put your future self first. That's not just a milestone, it's a mindset shift. Take this step and develop the invaluable habit of spending less than you make. Milestone number 3, getting out of debt. Whether you paid off a credit card, crushed your student loans, or finally sent in that last car payment, this one is huge. Being debt-free means you've reclaimed your most powerful wealth-building tool, your income. You're no longer paying interest to somebody else. You're building wealth for you. Now, if you've done this, go ahead and celebrate. If you're still on the journey, keep going. It's worth every sacrifice. I can't stress enough how important this step is to your financial freedom. And let's just go over some quick numbers. I've done this before, but it bears repeating. If you paid off $1,000 worth of debt payments and invested that $1,000 a month for 30 years and averaged a return of 8%, you would have $1.49 million. And if you paid off $2,000 a month and did the same thing, well, you'd have just under $3 million in 30 years. Number 4, a fully funded emergency fund. This means you've got 3 to 6 months of expenses tucked away in savings. It's your buffer against life's inevitable emergencies. The water heater breaks? No problem. Medical bill? Handled. This milestone gives you peace of mind. And that's something money can buy. The other very important purpose of an emergency fund is peace of mind when your investments start fluctuating. A fully funded emergency fund could very well help you stay more aggressive with your investments, and over time, taking more risk with your investments has typically produced a higher return. As always, make sure you consider the risks and make sure your investment strategy fits you. Number 5. Paying cash. And I'm not just talking about skipping the credit card. I mean intentionally choosing to save up and pay in full for things that matter. Groceries? This is where budgeting meets discipline. Clothes? No more impulse buys. You're planning ahead. And even the big one, a car. Imagine walking into the dealership and paying cash for that vehicle. That's freedom. That's control. That's power. When you use cash, you feel your spending, and that connection can completely change your habits. Milestone 6, saving 15% of your income toward retirement. If you're doing this, you're ahead of the game. Whether it's through a 401k, a Roth IRA, or both, this shows long-term thinking. It means you shifted from surviving to strategizing. You're investing in the future, freedom, and not just paying bills. And if you're not there yet, start with what you can and build up. The earlier you start, the more time compound interest has to work in your favor. Number 7, reaching $100,000 in investments. There's something magical about this number. It's often called the first big hurdle in building wealth. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's legendary business partner, once said, "That first $100,000 is a pain, but you gotta do it." Once you reach six figures, momentum starts to kick in. Your money starts working harder than you do. Celebrate that moment. It's not luck, it's consistency. Milestone number 8, owning your home outright. No mortgage, no payments, just a title with your name on it. For many, this is the biggest check they'll ever write and the most liberating. It's not just about saving interest, it's about security. And even if you're early in your mortgage, every extra payment gets you closer to this day. Picture that moment and let it fuel your plan. Milestone number 9, becoming a net worth millionaire. Now, $1 million isn't the same as it was in the 80s when I was growing up, but it's still a big deal. You've consistently saved, invested, avoided debt, and built assets. And one day you realize your net worth, everything you own minus everything you owe, is over $1 million. That's not a fantasy. For disciplined investors, especially those who start early, this is entirely possible. And I'm not saying if you get there, I'm saying when you get there. Celebrate. And finally, milestone number 10, giving like no one else. When your finances are in order, you can be radically generous. You can say yes to causes you care about, help others in need, and make a real impact without sacrificing your own stability. Let me give you a suggestion. Practice frequent random acts of kindness. Find a waitress working through college or working hard to support her kids and drop a huge tip on her. Walk into your favorite nonprofit and make a surprise donation. I'm not talking 20 bucks. I'm talking something with 3 zeros on the end. Pay for the next person's meal at the drive-thru. Get creative and have fun. This is the moment where you go from just building wealth to using it with purpose. And that, in my opinion, is the most rewarding milestone of them all. So which milestones have you hit? Which ones are next on your list? If you don't mind sharing, drop a comment and let me know. I'd love to cheer you on. And here's what I want you to remember. Every one of these milestones represents progress. Whether you're saving your first $100 or paying off your house, don't wait till the end of the road to celebrate. You're already on the path. You're doing the work, and that's worth honoring. Don't wait for your train to come into the station. Enjoy the journey. Please, if you found this video helpful or inspiring, hit that like button, subscribe to our channel for more financial wisdom, and share it with someone you know who's on this journey too. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.